Ladies and gentlemen, will you please be up standing for the arrival of the Mayor, Councillor Cathy Mason, and the Chief Executive Officer, Charlie Laurie.
Thank you, councillors. Ladies and gentlemen, for attending tonight's council meeting, please remain standing for the opening prayer and reconciliation statement, which is item number one on tonight's agenda. The opening prayer reads, Almighty God, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing upon this council. Direct and prosper its deliberations to the advancement of thy glory and the welfare of the people whom we serve. Amen.
Amen.
The reconciliation statement declares that Melton City Council acknowledges that the land it now occupies has a history that began with the Indigenous occupants, the Kulin Nation. Council pays its respects to the Kulin Nation people and their elders and descendants past and present. Thank you. You may be seated. Councillors, I turn your attention to item number two on tonight's agenda, apologies and leave of absence.
No apologies this evening, Madam Mayor. However, I draw Council's attention to the request from Councillor Bentley for leave of absence for the period Friday 19th of August 2016 to Monday 19th of September 2016. It would be appropriate for Council to resolve a motion to approve such leave of absence.
Councillors, we have before us a recommendation here by our CEO, Mr. Calvin Tory. Do I have a mover of that motion?
I'd like to move that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Do I have a councillor to second?
I would second the motion, Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Do I have a councillor who opposes? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. Thank you, Mr. CEO. I'd like to actually suspend standing orders at the moment. And I'd like to ask a councillor if they would like to move suspend standing orders to make a small presentation for ex-councillor Brodenborg, who we have in tonight's meeting. Thank you, ex-Councillor Borg, for attending. Councillor Ramsey?
I'd like to move the procedural motion to suspend standing orders.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Do I have a councillor to second?
I'll second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Do I have any councillor who opposes? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. I would like to just make a small presentation for our ex-councillor, Councillor Brodenborg. Thank you, Councillor Borg, for coming. If you'd like to come to... Yeah.
This is just a small token of our appreciation for a letter under seal, stating that this letter under seal records the appreciation of the council and community of the City of Melton to Councillor Brodenborg for his service as an elected member of Melton City Council for the period 2008-14. Council is justifiably proud of the numerous achievements which occurred during this time, the result of teamwork, cooperation and vision in a climate of unprecedented growth in population and the many changes that presented to the delivery of quality services and infrastructure. A highlight of this period was the delivery of the State of Art Melton Library and Learning Hub. Council extends its appreciation to Councillor Brodie Walsh for his special contribution, particularly his two terms as Deputy Mayor from 1st December 2010 to 26th of October 2012, during which his support for the Mayor was exceptional. Councillor Brodie Walsh has the best wishes of Council for every success in his future endeavours, and Council trusts he will enjoy good health and happiness and continue to make an active contribution to society. The Common Seal of Melton City Council was hereunto affixed in the presence of myself and the Mayor, and Mr. We acknowledge your contribution and your fantastic work as a councillor for those years that you are on council, and we appreciate you coming today at my command on the field, and we wish you all the very best.
Now, councillors, before we do resume standing orders, I will give an opportunity to for a councillor to speak if they wish to do so. I believe Councillor Ramsay wants to say a few words.
I'm not going to call him ex because it doesn't sound like he existed, but Councillor Brodenborg, 6 years it takes a village to raise a child, and through those 6 years I could have so easily wrung your neck on so many occasions. It wasn't funny, but I grew as a person too as a result of having you on council. You're probably the best speech maker I have ever had the privilege of knowing on council, and your commitment to the community has been second to none. So thank you very much. Good luck with all your future endeavours. Patience is a virtue, isn't it, Broden? Thank you so much for everything.
Councillors, anyone else? Before I ask that the councillor move that standing orders be resumed. If not, could I have a mover to resume standing orders?
The standing orders, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Do I have a councillor to second?
I'll second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Quagliari. Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. Thanks, Kelly. Okay, item number three, changes to the order of business.
No change, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item number four, deputations.
We have no deputations this evening.
Item number five, declaration of any pecuniary interest, other interest or conflict of interest of any councillor.
Madam Mayor, I have a conflict of interest on item 12.7.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Any other declarations of pecuniary interest, other interest or conflict of interest?
Madam Mayor, I have a direct interest or direct conflict of interest in officer's report, item 19.4, which is CEO's performance review.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Any other declarations of pecuniary interest, councillors? Moving on to agenda item number six, adoption and confirmation of minutes of previous meeting, and we have a recommendation here before us. Do I have a councillor to move this recommendation?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move the recommendation that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on the 27th of June 2016 and special meeting of council held on the 11th June 2016 be confirmed as true and correct record.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Do I have a councillor to second that?
I'll second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Quagliari. Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. Item number seven, record of assembly of councillors, 7.1. Councillors, we have a recommendation here before us that the record of assembly of councillors dated 11th of July and 18th of July 2016 attached to this agenda be received and noted. Do I have a councillor to move this item?
I'd like to move it, Madam Mayor, but with a note that on page 7, conflict of interest disclosures, it actually says states no, and it should state yes.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Do I have any councillor to second that recommendation or the notice of motion with that slight change?
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. Item number 8, correspondence inward. 8.1, parliamentarian and departmental letters received by the Mayor. I do have one. It's in regards to police resourcing for the City of Melton, and I will just briefly highlight some of the words in this letter. It's in respondence to the correspondence on the 19th of May 2016 to the former Acting Minister for Police, Robin Scott MP, and it's about police resourcing within the City of Melton, and he apologises for the delay in responding. The letter states that Victoria Police advises that the Melton residents continue to receive a 24-hour police response from across the Melton Police Service area. It is very important that if anyone requires urgent police assistance, that they contact Victoria Police on the emergency number 000. That's why in the recent budget, the Andrews government funded an additional 406 police officers. The Chief Commissioner assures me that the allocation of police resources across Victoria is continuously monitored by the respective command officers to ensure the best possible policing service is delivered to the Victorian community. As you are aware, Protective Service Officers, or PSOs, were deployed to the Melton train station from 7th of May 2013 and will be deployed to Caroline Springs train station when it becomes operational. And PSOs have undertaken a significant amount of work, issuing more than 57,000 infringement notices for a wide range of offences. I am assured by the Chief Commissioner that the allocation of police resources across Victoria is continuously monitored by the respective command officers to ensure the best possible policing service is delivered to the Victorian community. A $19.4 million funding injection will continue to support local councils and community groups to deliver critical crime prevention projects and help tackle the root cause of crime. I am advised that community crime prevention grants totalling $121,922 have been awarded in Melton Local Government Area, LGA, since 2011. 13 grants have been awarded to a number of community and local government projects around the municipality. Funded projects include improved security for Melton Botanic Garden Depot, training days, youth projects, community lighting and graffiti prevention projects. I am further advised that police in the Melton LGA are working collaboratively with the Melton City Council on a number of community projects and initiatives, including Saving the Ones We Love Roads Safety Strategy across Melton Shire, the Melton Multicultural Support Network, Melton Safe and Support Schools Network, and Safer City Committee. Thank you again for writing. Yours sincerely, Honourable Lisa Neville, MP, Minister for Police. Councillors, we have before us the recommendation that the parliamentarian and departmental letters received by the Mayor be received and noted. Do I have a mover for that?
I'd like to move that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Do I have a councillor to second that motion?
I'll second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. Item number 9, petitions and joint letters.
Nil, Madam Mayor.
Item number 10, resumption of debate or other business carried over from a previous meeting.
No business carried over.
And item number 11, public question time.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We have two questions this evening, both of them from Mr. David O'Connor. Mr. O'Connor's in the gallery. And his first question this evening is, given the youth forum held in Melbourne last week, and in accordance with the 2014-17 Melton City Council Youth Strategy, what youth-driven social enterprise programs and projects have been undertaken within our municipality, and what is required to ensure that young residents living in Diggers Rest can participate in these initiatives? Mr. Murray Heaney, General Manager, Community Services, will respond.
Thank you, David, again for your question. I think it's a similar question we had some time ago from memory, but I'll do my best to answer it. As far as a hardcore social enterprise program, I suppose, there's nothing relative at the moment that I would describe as that program. We do run programs in partnerships with other organisations external of the organisation. And in regards to the other part of your question, the consultation and engagement with residents within Diggers Rest is one which I think you always raise on a number of occasions for that community. And we'll endeavour to do our best to get out to those precincts or areas to engage with those young people. And I do acknowledge that it is an issue for us as a city, as a number of those young residents do seek support in the adjoining municipality.
Mr. O'Connor? Clarification.
I'll have the youth team contact you if you want. Any help is good help, and any engagement is good engagement, so we'll be in contact.
Second question this evening from Mr. O'Connor reads, the Water Supply Authority for the Municipality of Melton, Western Water, participates in an awareness program entitled Be Smart, Choose Tap. The program is designed to educate the community on the benefits of using tap water. Western Water provides Melton City with a reliable and trusted supply of water to homes, schools and businesses, just to name a few. Would Council consider replacing the use of prepackaged bottled water and support the Choose Tap initiative? Council's endorsement of the program and use of tap water would help to reinforce the value of our water resource, eliminate the unnecessary cost of bottled water, whilst helping to care for our environment. Again, Mr. Murray Heaney.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. I'm feeling somewhat guilty saying that, opening up the bottle of water this evening, knowing that this question was coming. As far as the Be Smart program, David, we have participated in that with Western Water, and that's where they provided water bottles to us as staff, and the staff are utilising those within the Civic Centre and out, so they fill their own bottles. Saying that, they're not filled with tap water all of the time. Some of them are filled with refrigerated or filtered water within the centre or external. We do endeavour, of course, where possible to use tap water, and the staff do that. And we do promote that in a number of our events and community facilities. But I take on board your comment. Thank you.
That concludes public questions this evening, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. Moving on to agenda number 12, presentation of staff reports. 12.1, authorisation of affixing the common seal of council. Councillor Ramsey.
Madam Mayor, could I move a procedural motion that the following items be considered in block and the recommendations come within be accepted. Items number 12.1, 12.3 and 12.6.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Councillor Ramsey has put forward a recommendation that items 12.1, 12.3 and 12.6 in tonight's agenda be moved in block and recommendations as council officers be accepted as written. Do I have a councillor to second?
I'll second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Does any councillor oppose this motion? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. Item number 2, Advisory Committees of Council Aggregated Meeting Minutes, and this will be presented by Mr. Peter Bean.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move that Council notes the minutes of the Advisory Committee meeting, Appendix 1 and 2, and that Appendix 3 be deferred for further consideration by Council and adopt recommendations arising the minutes, excluding those that relate to Appendix 3.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do I have a seconder for this recommendation?
I'd like to second that. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. Item number 12.4, Mullagh Wills Foundation, Journey to the G, and this will be presented by Mr. Murray Heaney, General Manager for Community Services. Thank you, Mr. Heaney.
And thank you, Madam Mayor. Council has received an invitation in April last year from the Ian Goots, acting on behalf of the Mullagh Wills Foundation, to participate in what's called the Journey to the G initiative. The Journey to the G is an initiative that aims to trace the journey of the cricket team from the Western District of Victoria, Melbourne. Melton was one of the towns of which the team travelled in 1886. The Journey to the G program will stop in Melton Township and is programmed for the 14th of November 2016. The foundation was established to recognise the tremendous achievements of the Aboriginal cricket team in the 1860s and was named in honour of Johnny Millar, the star of the team at the time, and Tom Wills, the original coach of the team. Both Millar and Wills played in the team against Melbourne Cricket Club on Boxing Day of 1866. The foundation seeks to celebrate the involvement of the communities and recognise incredible achievements of Aboriginal cricket team for 150 years ago, as well as helping to bring, obviously, communities together. Each municipality along that route, and which there are 11 municipalities, and they're on page 71 of the report, councillors, will have an opportunity and have all been invited to pass a motion at a council meeting at a point in time to support Aboriginal cricket team and their achievements during that time. A message book will be provided in each municipality and will remain for 3 weeks during school times, where groups, schools can include a message in that message book. And as I said, indicated in that is the municipalities that have been invited to attend. As I said, Madam Mayor, it's proposed that this occur on the 14th of November 2016, so there'll be a slight celebration honouring the achievements on their travel through our municipality. So we put to you, councillors, that the council endorse the participation of the City of Melton in the Molo Wills Foundation Journey to the G to take place on the 14th of November 2016. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr Heaney. Does any councillor require any further clarification in regards to this agenda item? Do I have a councillor to move the motion?
I'd like to move that. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Do I have a councillor to second?
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor, and hopefully we're here to see it.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. Item number 12, Metropolis and JWS Household Survey Results 2016. And this will be presented by Mr Murray Heaney, General Manager for Community Services. Thank you, Mr Heaney.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Councillors, this is a report. It's in relation to two surveys which are conducted on Council's sites. One is a survey that's conducted by the State and one by the Council. So I'll go through the both. One is known as the Metropolis Survey and the JWS Household Survey. The JWS survey is a state government survey through Local Government Victoria, and it's a statewide survey. It's a satisfaction survey on behalf of Victorian local government authorities, and it's to gauge councils, it's to gauge community feedback. It's conducted on behalf of us on this occasion. Melton City Council elects to participate in the JWS survey annually. In 2016, 69 local governments elected to participate in this survey, and it provides a broad database of results from which council can benchmark that performance. On to the Metropolis survey. This is a council-initiated survey, so it's a household customer satisfaction survey that's commissioned by council itself and funded by council and was first conducted in 2014. The survey is a baseline for community satisfaction within the city by our residents. Again, in 2016, 800 randomly selected households were visited personally and surveyed through April and May of this year. I'll just read through some of the results, councillors, if you just bear with me. So the summary of the JWS was the main findings, I suppose, and were really that council's performance was particularly strong over the last 12 months and significantly improved in scores from core performance and customer service and in the sealed roads areas. The overall performance has increased. Council's performance on advocacy had a score of 56, which is one of the higher of the interface councils and has a benchmark of 55. The score of 56, which is number 4 on this page, was making community decisions, which was consistent with the interface council score and 2 points ahead of a statewide benchmark. The overall direction of council rated very well. And in 2016, council performed best in customer service with an index score of 72. This area was 2 points higher than the interface general score of 70 and 3 points higher than the state average. The Metropolis survey, again, the overall satisfaction of performance increased from 6.84 to 6.92, which was good news. Council's performance and community consultation and engagement was 7.2, compared to the Western region of 6.7, so that was good news. And the satisfaction and the average satisfaction with council governance increased from 6.8 to 7.5 in this survey. Council's performance generally in maintaining trust and confidence from the local community increased from 6.7 to 6.89. I suppose the highlights in this is the top six issues that were identified from the Metropolis survey were listed on page 79, which were traffic management, parks and gardens and open space, public transport, road maintenance and repairs, safety, policing, crime and hard rubbish. I suppose the basis of this survey, it helps us strategically to plan for future service delivery, and when we do our next council plan, a lot of this information and data will take place on benchmarking where we were one or two years ago to where we are today. So really, Madam Mayor, I won't go through the attachment. It's some 260 pages. It's really that Council note the results from both the surveys, and those both being the Metropolis Household Survey and the JWS Satisfaction Survey 2016. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr Heaney. Does any councillor require any further clarification in regards to this item? Do I have a councillor to move this recommendation as a notice of motion? Councillors?
I'll jump at once, guys. I'll move it, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Do I have a councillor to second?
I'll second that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. Moving on to agenda number 12.7.
Madam Mayor, I have the conflict of interest.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. And may I just make a mention in the minutes that Councillor Dunn is removing herself from the chamber? Councillors, 12.7, New Suburb Establishment Revised Submission, and this will be presented by Mr Daniel Hogan, Manager for Engagement and Advocacy. Thank you, Mr Hogan.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As Council and many in the gallery will be aware, Council has previously applied to the Office of Geographic Names, part of the State Government of Victoria, for the establishment of 11 new suburbs within the municipality in order to respond to extraordinary population growth and development. Unfortunately, the submission of Council was rejected by the OGN on the basis that the boundaries of 7 proposed suburbs were predicated along the course of the proposed Outer Metropolitan Ring Road, which is yet to be funded by the state government and was therefore considered at risk of being inappropriately located. It is important to note that Council's initial decision to draw boundaries along the proposed OMR was based on the long-established understanding that this major arterial is a significant and indelible element of state government planning and is indeed relied upon in strategic planning by both the Metropolitan Planning Authority and Council, including for the development of precinct structure plans, which are designed to manage population growth and infrastructure delivery. So despite our disappointment in this decision, we play the hand that we have been dealt, and consequently we've adjusted the boundaries predicated on the OMR to reflect established roads currently and physically determined in as close an approximation of the OMR as appropriate. This is illustrated in Figure 2, Appendix 2 for the Councillor's awareness. The small number of properties, and I believe it was approximately 38, affected by the redrawn boundaries were notified of the change, the adjustment by mail, and were allowed an opportunity to object. The 2 objections received have been considered by officers, and recommendations for Council consideration and decision here tonight have been attached as Appendix 1. In both instances, the recommendation of officers is to make no change as a consequence of their objection, fundamentally because the change is required as a consequence of OGN direction. Accordingly, the recommendations before Council tonight may be paraphrased as, 1, that Council receive and consider objections in Appendix 1 in relation to the redrawn boundaries, 2, Council adopt the recommendations in relation to the objections arising in Appendix 1, 3, approve submission to the OGN for the establishment of 11 new suburbs within the municipal boundaries, and 4, approve any further action required. So, assuming, if I may be so bold, Madam Mayor and Councillors, Council adoption of the recommendation, Council will accordingly reapply to the OGN for the adoption of 11 new suburbs. And again, that's illustrated as Figure 3 and Table 1 in Appendix 2. So while boundaries are intended to change in the resubmission, names would remain the same as in Council's first submission. So for the benefit of the Council and the gallery here tonight, those suburbs are Harkness, Weir Views, Cobblebank, Strathtulla, Thornhill Park, Grangefields, Bonnybrook, Aintree, Fieldstone, Fraser Rise and Deanside. So, with no further ado, Madam Mayor, I recommend and commend this report and subsequent recommendations to you and Council. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr Hogan. Does any councillor require any further clarification in regards to this item? Do I have a councillor to move this item?
I'd like to move it, Madam Mayor. Can I say, can we close this chapter fairly quickly? Because it's been going for about 3 or 4 years. And a lot of the developers in the new PSPs are getting really clever and already adopting some of our names. So can we actually close this circle before it gets any further along.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Do I have a councillor to second this motion?
I'll second that, Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. And if we could ask Councillor Dunn back into the chamber. Councillors, moving our attention to agenda item 13, reports from delegates appointed to other bodies, and these are the committees. Councillor Turner, would you like to go first?
Yes, Madam Mayor. Not really many committees, but a few council-related activities, apart from the community stuff. Tended to Corrate and Plumpton PSPs, drop-in sessions. That was an interesting night, some real interesting discussions that night. I attended the Get Activated and Stay Motivated Milton Run community project for the school holidays with Margaret Zahaf's team. She always does a great job. It's getting more and more people at that every time. And I attended the NAIDOC Flagway Raising Ceremony and the Kirrup House Opening Event. And with many other councillors, two citizenship ceremonies, one after the other, on the 19th and the 20th of July. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Turner, was that your councillor representations and acknowledgements as well?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, so you've got more?
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. Councillor Carley, your committees, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, on the 29th of June, I attended the Audit Committee meeting, and the meeting minutes are in tonight's agenda, item 12.3.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I attended the Lead West board meeting with our CEO, Mr. Calvin Torrey, and we've named a replacement chair, being that Ms. Anne Barker, this former CEO of City West Water, has now taken the helm of Lead West. Also attended the Policy Review Committee with yourself and Councillor Bentley. The CEO Review panel was also on, and that'll be discussed in our confidential. And on a sad note, I attended the Learning Board meeting. We've had, unfortunately, to say farewell to two of our valued staff members, Mr. Peter Blunden and Mr. Michael Scalty. And the sad passing of a former chair, Catherine Leffey, from the ex-Fed Uni delegate. She passed away last Sunday and her funeral was last Thursday. This lady was incredibly dynamic, creative and a passionate educator, and she was head of the... Broden might be able to help me here. She was the chair of that committee for about 3 or 4 years, so it was... I'd like the council to pay its respects to her family and anyone that she was part of. Touched in her many years as an educator. No, I haven't moved the notice of motion. I just wanted it acknowledged.
Noted in the minutes. Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Councillor Cugliari.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I had two committee meetings this month. I had the Committee Grants Assessment Committee at West Waters. We assessed various applications. And I also had, along with yourself, Madam Mayor, the Mayoral Charity Fund Committee, and I think I'll leave that up to you to explain what's occurring.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Councillor Dunn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I too attended the West Waters Community Grant Committee with Councillor Cugliari. I also attended the Western Melbourne Tourism at the Garley Winery, where we... It's quite an exciting, sorry, Councillor Ramsey, but it is a very exciting committee to be on. And after the committee meeting, we actually met with a few of our local representatives, so it's great to see the tourism picking up in the area and putting the West on the map. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Councillor Bentley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So there's two committees that I attended towards the end of last month. The first one was the Audit Committee that Councillor Carley attended with me. There's just two things that I'd like to point out, that it's great to see our external auditors really giving it to our accountants. They really do question what they do and make sure that they are doing it properly. So that's the first thing. The second thing, again, is that it's great to see that our council staff are up to date with what they are doing and making sure that fraud and security of this council is up to date. One particular example of that was raised was there has been a fraud scheme going around where people will email in saying, change our account, I am X company, change our detail, payee details to this much, and here's an invoice, and we're up to date on those sorts of things, that we do have those checks and balances in place so that we don't hand over money, because I know there was discussed with another organisation that had given away quite a large sum of money. So it's good to see that we're in place with those and we're up to date. The second thing I attended was the policy review panel, and good to vigorously talk through some policy that we're looking at as a council with yourself and Councillor Ramsey, and it was back in today with the minutes. So I encourage members of the gallery to read through those minutes, get an idea of what we're doing, and take it on. So thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bentley. I attended the Community Safety Advisory Committee with our Deputy Mayor, and we had a great meeting with the guest speaker being Peter Crowley from Moonee Valley City Council, and he was explaining all the work that they were doing around the Pan-Pacific Safe Communities accreditation. And it was great to hear that Pete actually said that our council are doing most of the things required to get this accreditation. However, we did discuss whether this accreditation would be something that would benefit our council, so more work will be done in accordance to that. Our policy review panel minutes, which were adopted today in tonight's agenda. We also had the CEO review policy meet, and the committee met to discuss potential tenders for the independent agency or the agency or the agents that would assist council in ensuring that it has all the necessary legal requirements for the next 4 years where in regards to the CEO performance is concerned. And lastly, as Councillor Cugliari had mentioned, the Merrill Charity Fund, and I am pleased to say that the campaign is well and truly coming along nicely in full swing, and applications are now available on the website. Jump on the website. There's a section there for businesses to donate, and our council staff are doing a fantastic job trying to get some donations from our local businesses, as well as resident groups or community groups can actually go there and apply for their grant. And we as a committee are looking forward to the great work and the great projects that we're going to see come through that website and the applications that are going to come through, and help out some community groups that may not otherwise be able to get some projects through. So thank you to Dan and his team for doing a great job. I believe there's a few departments that are involved, so it's coming along nicely, and I'd encourage all residents to let community groups know, or sports groups know, or anyone that's doing a great job in relation to helping our residents move along in regards to community groups. So thank you. Moving along to agenda number 14, councillor representations and acknowledgements. And this is the advocacy and the events that we've attended. Councillor Turner, I'll let you go first.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just said too much to put in at once, so just split
That's
it.
Fine.
Hope you don't mind. Because I didn't have any committees, so, I mean, it's only fair. Just a couple of things. It's been a really interesting month. It's always a great month being a councillor in Melton. So many things happen. I won't go through half of it because it's all great, but the Melton Go Arty photographic exhibition and celebration was on at the library this month. It was fantastic. A few of the councillors were there on the night. Attended the Melton Interfaith Network meeting at the library, and also attended the Busy Feet programme, the new one in Caroline Springs. There's one been running in Melton for 2 years, I think, Madam Mayor.
I think so.
Yeah, and they've just started a new one in Bantry Grove. Is it Bantry Grove? Yeah, so that was a great morning. We all had a bit of fun. There was a few of us councillors there. I really enjoyed that morning. And Peace and Resistance for the month for council on the 15th, last 15th, Friday the 15th, I attended along with, I think most councillors were there. The Melton City Council and Melton Community Groups received great accolades in the 2016 Keep Victoria Beautiful Awards night. And it was a great night, and there's a few community groups with accommodations. The Friends of Tourn Creek received the high commendation for Clean Waterways Award. The residents of Rockbank, Sandowner, Caravan Park and Community Planning received a high commendation for the Community in Action and Leadership Award for the vegetable beds that have been grown out there for, I think, 2 years now. And one of the big awards of the night, Tony Hellworth, from one of our staff, won the prestigious Dame Phyllis Frost Award, which is fantastic. And I believe that's actually the third representative of Melton Council who have actually received that award in the last few years, which is fantastic. And last but not least was our very own Bridge Road Community Children's Centre won the award for environmental sustainability. I did miss one though. I missed the Botanical Gardens and Waste Services won the Resource Recovery and Waste Management Award for trialling of compost at the Southern African Beds. That's the new beds they've done. But the, as I said, the Peace Resistance for the night, the one main award we won was for the Bridge Roads Children's Centre, and it was for environmental sustainability. So I'd like that to present that to you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Thank you, Councillor Turner. And is that you're finished yet? Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Nil for me, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Ramsey.
Hello, Madam Mayor. There was quite a few. There was the Owl's Apprentice, which was a fantastic school holiday event that was held both in Caroline Springs and also at the Melton Community Hall for our young ones. I attended the Empire Stallions event at Tabcorp Park along with Councillor Turner, the Rotary Club of Melton Valley changeover with both Councillor Bentley and Councillor Turner, the Kirrup House opening down in Melton South. The old Melton South Community Centre is now the Kirrup House. I attended that along with yourself, Councillor Turner. I think that was it, wasn't it? Yep. The AFL Goldfields Multicultural Luncheon, the screening of Lydia Lucilla's Will to Fly, which was fantastic seeing. We had Olympian Kathy Freeman there as well, watching it. The Keep Victoria Beautiful Awards, which Councillor Turner has gone through. But can I just say, Tony Herbert, you're an absolute saint. To actually get to the Dame Phyllis Frost in recognition with Linda
Bradburn
and Daryl Akers. As Councillor Turner said, we've got three, but Tony was the front runner with when we first initially launched the environmental rebate scheme, and he was the poor soul that had to go on to the rural ratepayers' properties and try and get them all on board. And we've got 96% now, and a more deserving nominee and winner, there was none. So well done. The commencement of Busy Feet at Caroline Springs, and thank you to the businessman that has helped that along. I had a PAG group luncheon at Arnold's Creek, and also the business breakfast, Diverse Recruitment, The Hidden Secret. That was sensational to hear what they're doing in the world of disabilities. But can I actually, all my meetings and tag-alongs all come down to this one. Outside, on our lawns, we have the Australian Military Roll Call. It's the new Vietnam Veterans Memorial. It's 521 names are on this memorial. It was supported or sponsored by council last year. It's dedicated to everybody that fought in the Vietnam War for Australia between the years of 1962 and 1975. There are 99 Victorians pled names on that board, and on the 11th of August at 10 a.m, Madam Mayor will be launching that for the first time. So I would like to formally extend an invitation to everyone in Melton and beyond to come along and take part in that, because, like it says, honour the dead and fight like hell for the living. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Councillor Quagliari.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to highlight that this Sunday is actually National Tree Day, and I encourage all people to plant a tree. It's actually the right time to plant. And the students at school, myself, we actually did some research and we found that staying in nature actually makes you healthier. Time in nature reduces a person's chance of developing a range of diseases. And it also says that students who take part in outdoor learning programs perform better in reading, writing, maths and science. And I must say, it is true, with 77% of teachers reporting student improvement. Calmer, just 10 minutes relaxing outside is enough to significantly reduce our blood pressure. And closer, high connection, public green spaces reduce loneliness, increase social interactions and sense of community. So I encourage people to plant a tree this Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Quagliari. Councillor Dunn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I attended quite a few along with everyone else. The drop-in sessions, the PSP drop-in sessions at Caroline Springs, the Caroline Springs Rotary Trivia Night, the screening of Lydia Lissler's Will to Fly, Sustainable Cities Awards, Business Breakfast, attended as Community Safety Forum at Burnside that was run by a community group, along with yourself, Madam Mayor, and a citizenship ceremony. But following on our environmental theme, so we're flying very nicely along tonight about that, and we've only got 6 days left of July, but it is Plastic Free July, and this is the sixth year that this has actually been celebrated, and it started in Perth's Western Metropolitan Regional Council and is now global with over 60 countries participating. And we're encouraged to decrease our landfill, which is a very vital thing for council, especially Melton, with our current landfill in our backyard, to try and help the planet by just refusing single-use plastic, and that would be plastic bags, coffee cups, water bottles, which, and straws. And that's the top four that we actually are single-use items. So just for the next 6 days, try to say no to a plastic bag and try to bring something else along. I also want to highlight that the heritage assistance grants are now open. So if you know of anyone that's got a heritage property or a heritage theme, it closes the 15th of August. We've got money. We want to give it away, or the council has. So please encourage anyone that you know that's got a heritage property to apply for the grants. And we really will give a lot of assistance to anyone. So if they're not quite sure, please contact council and we'll help you. And I just want to give a council a pat on the back for their new website, which is very user-friendly. I've played on it a fair bit, and I think it's a much better website. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Councillor Bentley, before you do, because I can't follow your acknowledgements, can I just mention some of the events that I attended that haven't been already mentioned? Although Councillor Turner did mention the Melton Get Activated, I attended the Caroline Springs Get Activated program, and the students that that attend this have such a fun time. The parents love it because it gets them out of the house during school holidays, and it's always well attended. And I congratulate Margaret Zarefa and her team for putting on such a great program, and also the many volunteers that also help on that day as well. So congratulations to that. I also attended the Caroline Springs Rotary Club first changeover dinner at Ainsbury, and congratulations to Kathy Hall, who is once again elected as president. One that would be interesting to all councillors to note, that the Portuguese Association of Victoria have officially opened their building in Ravenhall, and this was a fantastic event. The actual facility that they've opened up is really, really impressive. Some of the original founding members, I think they were on the other side of the city for a fair few years, and then they changed, I think, to Altona and things like that. But there were some original founding members from 1969 who actually were there to assist in opening, and there was tears and joy, and it was such a great event. It was very, very exciting. They put on some great music and some wonderful Portuguese food. And there's over 400 club members to this association, and I welcome them to the Melton City Council. Not all of them are Melton Council residents, so a lot of them are coming from other areas. So I welcome them, wish them all the best, and also mention that we're looking forward to working with them closely and to establish a better appreciation of the Portuguese community. And I did mention that we are a very highly multicultural community and we welcome them into our municipality. Along the environmental theme, I did attend the Grow West program, and it's with the Grow West implementation program at Mount Cotterill with Western Water at Surbiton Park. And this was also a great event that I attended. Usually this planting group, it's based with volunteers. Most of them were volunteers. They usually go up Moorabool Shire, but they decided that they wanted to beautify and plant more trees in the Mount Cotterill area. And as they said, the environment has no borders, and I'm led to believe, and this is just between us, that Moorabool Shire kind of helped them fund that too. So that was a double bonus for me as the Mayor of Melton. So I thank them greatly for their support, and I thank them for the spirit of the environment has no borders. So I really appreciated that. It was great to see so many volunteers. There was a group there of Indian Nation that actually put a fantastic feast on, so lots of rice and curry, and it was amazing. The vibe on the day was fantastic. It was a little bit raining, but I think that just helped the plants establish even better. And apparently over 5,000 new plants around the near the Pinkerton Forest were planted, so I congratulate that group. I also attended the launch of the Active Paths at Springside College, and this is in partnership with Springside College, Melton City Council, TAC and Bicycle Network. And there was about 150 children together with teachers, Melton Council staff and myself. We braved the wet, rainy weather, I think it was last Thursday, and walked on one of the active and safe pathways that children now have to walk and to ride to school. So it's child-friendly signs on the actual footpath that remind them to stop and look at, you know, if there's oncoming traffic. And also, you know, little fun facts that help it make a more enjoyable walk for the kids. So that was fantastic to attend. I also attended the Community Safety Forum at Burnside Heights Community Room with myself and Councillor Dunn, and it was just basically bouncing off ideas one from another about how to make our area safer and to be more connected to our neighbours in case there's something happening like a burglary. And it was sad to see that our residents feel the need to have to patrol the area themselves. And I did mention that on behalf of council we have and always will continue to advocate for more police in the area. And also I attended Mr. Dudley Duncan's 101st birthday. It was a celebration at Burnside Retirement Village. I'm led to believe that he has made Melton City Council history. He is our oldest surviving Second World War veteran in the city of Melton, and dare I say, much further. No one has come up and corrected us on this, so we're holding that as Dudley's claim to fame. And this celebration was an absolute delight for me, with five generations on his of his family attending his birthday. Dudley is fantastic. His spirits were high, and he couldn't understand what all the fuss was about. After I said a few things about him and what he's achieved in his life, he actually said, "I could run for Prime Minister now." So he's got a great sense of humour, and I congratulated Dudley on behalf of myself and fellow councillors and this our residents, and wished him many more years to come. So that was great. So that's all from me, councillors, and I'll now hand it over to Councillor Bentley.
Why, thank you, Madam Mayor. And I'm quite upset to hear that after the rap you gave me, so Councillor Ramsey said that former Councillor Borg was the best speech maker that she'd ever had. So I'm not sure. He must have been one hell of a good speaker, but anyway.
Speech maker, not presenter.
So thank you, Madam Mayor. As was alluded to earlier, myself and a few fellow councillors went to the Melton Valley Rotary Changeover Dinner, where Randall was sworn in as the president for the next 12 months, and I look forward to the things that he is going to do. It's been a good 12 months for them, because there was two things in particular that I'd like to highlight that the Melton Valley Rotary have gotten up to. Was the first one was Christine, and her surname eludes me, but over the last 12 months or so, she has sold about 11,000 fruitcakes. It's a phenomenal amount. The amount that they are raising is great, and that's going towards. And if you want a good fruitcake, get in there. They are fantastic. I had one myself, and for the $16, they're well worth it. The second one, I was lucky enough to sit next to Sue and Steve Hobbs, and probably in a couple of weeks now, they're flying off to Tonga to deliver a whole heap of furniture, school furniture, books, clothing, and it's just that day they were filling a shipping container and shoved it all full, and they got it ready to be shipped off. And it's the little things like just clothing that we would throw in the bin, give to them, and it's fantastic, and they love it. And it's not just the Melton Valley Rotary. It is all the service clubs in our area. I'm looking across the Lions president on the other side of the chamber, and the work that they do, the Melton Club, the things that they do day in, day out, that go unnoticed a lot of the times, but help build our community into a stronger thing. So to all our service clubs, it's always good to recognise what they do. And as was noted also earlier, I attended with a lot of my fellow councillors the Keep Victoria Beautiful Awards. And what a fantastic night that was, because how recognised was Melton for the things we're doing. Not only we, Councillor Turner talked about the Friends of the Toolan Creek and the Rockbank, the community garden at the Sundowner Caravan Park, they got honourable mentions, which were this close to getting the award. But the other groups there that were nominated, there was so many of them because of the things that we are doing here to beautify our community. And the thing is, we have a beautiful community, and it's just getting so much better and better. And the Friends of the Toolan, the Friends of the Melton Botanic Garden, we know how much I love talking about them, but the compost, it is making those plants look fantastic. So it is Plant a Tree Day. What is it, Renata?
National Tree Planting
Day on Sunday. So if you've got nothing to do, head down there, see what the garden's doing, because it is looking fantastic, and the work the volunteers there are doing is great. But as was talked about, Tony winning the Dame Phyllis Frost Award was fantastic. He has done so much over the 17-odd years that he has been with council. I remember meeting him for the first time a couple of years ago down at the Melton Botanic Gardens when he took us for a walk through a little bit of the grasslands that council were protecting down there. And you could just tell he was so passionate, so knowledgeable about what he does, that this was just so deserved, this award. So, and the work that he's done, which was alluded to with regards to the landowners and those sorts of things, it is just tireless day in, day out. So it was great to see Tony recognised. And thank you, David, for your question earlier today with regards to water and tap water, because it's we sit here and recognise the big things, here's an award, those sorts of things, but it is the little things, taking those small steps to get rid of these bottles because of the amount of environmental damage that they do cause, and taking small positive steps towards making our community better. But on a sad note, last night, sat down, having a bit of dinner, cup of tea, put on the news on ABC, as I like to do on a Sunday night, and their story came along about the Brimbank Men's Shed and the fact that it's unfortunately most likely going to close down because of funding. And the stories they were talking about with regards to those men, about the tough times that they go through and this few hours a week that they have down there, is a great benefit to their life. And it's sad that that's closing down. And it made me think about what we have here and the things that we do as a council and as a community that we put our time and effort into. And these are the things that we need to continue to support, because it's the little things, these mental health things that you might not think about it much, that it's 10 minutes going down, chopping a bit of wood, putting a plant in the ground at the community garden in Rockbank, spending some time just in the Bhutanese or the Maltese community, having a chat, those sorts of things. And we need to facilitate these so that these people have these outlets and have the opportunity to grow. And it reminds me yesterday, before this, actually, I was at the Royal Children's Hospital for something else because my friend's daughter's in there at the moment and we're just having a chat. And he grew up in Brimbank, just across the edge, and he was saying about the things about Melton was a fantastic council because he remembers that when he was growing up and doing all the things, he'd actually skip across the border to come to Melton and use our facilities because they are so good. So this is something that we need to continue, and thank you to our officers for the time and effort that they put into those. And finally, I also got to a bit of a sporting note here. We did get to see the Lydia Lassiter. Gotten the title of
The Will to Fly.
Will to Fly. I was going to say Born to Fly, but that's not right. Will to Fly. If you get the opportunity to see it, get on it. It's about an hour and a half. Great watch. But on the noting sport, Rio's coming up. Driving here today. Found out Australia won the Quidditch World Cup this week. So just thought I'd share in part that bit of wisdom on you. So congratulations to, I believe they're called the Drop Bears. So congratulations to them. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bentley. Moving on to item number 15, notices of motion 15.1, which is a notice of motion 530 via myself. And the motion reads that Council again write to the Premier and Minister for Police with a copy to local members of the State Parliament urging them to respond to community concern by providing a 24-hour main hub for policing at Caroline Springs and expanding the level of police resourcing across the municipality. Do I have a councillor to second this?
I'll second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Do I have a councillor who requires any further clarification? Do I have any councillor who opposes? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. And councillors, may I just make a note that there are a few community safety forum meetings that are being held over the next couple of weeks. And as I mentioned, myself and Councillor Dunn did attend on Friday. And it is a major concern that our residents are having at the moment. And I am concerned that the residents are taking things into their own hands. However, I hope that this message comes to the Premier's attention to say that our residents are so concerned that they want to put things into their own hands, and I don't think that's the way forward. I think that more police resourcing needs to be done in and around this area, and I note Councillor Turner's notice of motion previously and our continual advocacy for more police numbers and more police presence in this municipality. So thank you, councillors. In regards to what council can do, we can keep advocating and keep making sure we keep writing those letters. We're having myself and the CEO are having a meeting with our local state member Marlene Kayruz on Monday. So again, we'll be reiterating that we need a greater presence of police numbers in and around the municipality, but also in Victoria. So thank you, councillors, for supporting this notice of motion. Moving along to 15.2, Notice of Motion 431, Councillor Bentley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that Council write to Vic Road seeking a pedestrian overpass near the Western Freeway at or around Arnold's Creek to allow pedestrians to travel safely from Barry's Road, Woodgrove Shopping Centre and the surrounding shops and services to the residential on the southern side of the Western Freeway.
Thank you, Councillor Bentley. Is there any councillor? I do have a question in regards to this to the officers. It says that the officers' comments is to conduct an investigation into the cost and options of connecting this overpass. Although it's a state government issue, can you just explain a little bit? Would this be to you yourself, Mr. Shannon? Can you just explain a little bit as to why council would be doing this?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. There's two parts to the officer comments. Firstly, what we would propose to do is cost the construction of linkages to the existing footpath network to an actual overpass, and that would be a cost to council in terms of any future infrastructure required there. We also propose that we would have a very high level costing done of the overpass itself, pedestrian overpass, and that's simply to support us in our advocacy to Vic Roads. They would be responsible for construction and payment of it, but it's simply to provide us with more information in terms of how we continue to promote for that opportunity. Thank you, Madam.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Any other clarifications? Councillor Ramsey.
Mine's a very simple one, and I'll ask the author of the motion before us. Is Are we asking the state government for a complete new pedestrian crossing, or are we asking for it to be merged, say, on the Bormans Road overpass?
No, it would be a new pedestrian crossing at sort of this is intended to be at the corner of Barry's Road, where it bends around at Arnold's Creek. There is the current overpass, which is probably approximately 500 metres down.
Okay.
And so it's in between those ones. Right.
Thank you.
Any further clarification or questions in regards to this item? So we have a notice of motion before us, moved by Councillor Bentley. Do I have a seconder?
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. Agenda item 15.3, notice of motion 432 by Councillor Bentley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that in light of the recent traffic collision that saw a person airlifted to hospital in a critical condition, Council write to Vic Road seeking the immediate installation of a signalised intersection at High Street and Norton Drive with an integrated entrance into the shopping precinct to the north of that intersection.
Thank you, Councillor Bentley. Does any councillor require any further clarification in regards to this item? Councillor Turner.
Yes, Madam Mayor. Councillor Bentley, would that mean there'd be two entrances into the shopping centre there then, or would one be closed off?
I personally, my preference would be to see a left-hand only exit out of the current one with something else, but unfortunately there's engineers who are a lot better than this than I am, and I'll leave it to them.
Councillor Ramsey.
A couple of weeks ago, or months ago, I'm not sure, time seems to be going, we had a discussion about, because Norton Drive and High Street comes up often, and it was yourself, Councillor Bentley, that came up with maybe rearranging or asking for the realignment of the entrance into the Gateway Shopping Centre. Could that be a possibility to align with Norton Drive and therefore have the signalised lights there?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I can hopefully answer that question. Theoretically, it is possible to reorganise the access arrangements in and out of the Gateway Estate from its current location. That would, however, require a fair amount of work within the car park of the Gateway Estate and obviously the cooperation of the owner of that facility. I think the best reasonable solution that Council should aim for is to have traffic signals at Norton Drive, and that would be funded by Vic Roads because High Street is a Vic Roads responsibility. They would also, as part of that project, introduce a constructed median strip, to the west of the roundabout, which would mean that if you were coming out of the current Gateway driveway, you would have to turn left. So if you wanted to go down High Street, you'd turn left and go around the roundabout and come back down High Street. I think that's the best, most practical solution that doesn't require significant works within the Gateway development car park, and therefore the consent of the owner of that facility, and I think that's what Council should continue to advocate to Vic Roads for. Thank you.
Any further questions or clarification, Councillors? Do I have a seconder to Councillor Bentley's notice of motion?
I'm pleased to second this, Madam Mayor. It's a good notice of motion, something that's badly needed up there. We've been arguing for a few years, but thank you, Councillor Bentley.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. Moving along to agenda number 16, councillors' questions without notice. Do I have any councillors who have a question without notice? No. Item number 17, motions without notice. Number 18, urgent business. Number 19, we have confidential business, and we have a procedural motion here before us. Councillor Cugliari.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to move that pursuant to Section 89(2) of the Local Government Act 1989, the meeting be closed to the public to consider the following reports that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated. 19.1, Municipal Audit Committee meeting minutes of the 29th of June 2016, which is a confidential report. 19.2, Contract 16/037, provision of event equipment hire. 19.3, Contract 16/037, 0.038, construction of Fraser Street Reserve Upgrade, and 19.4, annual performance review for our Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Do I have a councillor to second the procedural motion? Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the procedural motion carried. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for attending tonight. Please help yourself to some beverages outside, and thank you once again, and please drive safely home. And we'll hopefully see you next month. Thank you.